Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. And it's not only a new day, y'all. It is a new month. Welcome to June of 2023, a month of summertime. In fact, today is day four of the 98 days of summer 2023. Aren't we blessed to get to wake up today? Welcome to your June. I have a really special devotional for you today to help you start the day and help you start the month. But first, I have two announcements I would love to give you, and it's actually an invitation for you personally. First of all, I want to let you know that I am in the Dallas, Texas area right now, and I am going to be hosting a special, very simple coffee meetup opportunity. I would love to meet you in person. I would love to hug you and take a photo with you and sip some coffee with you. So I am going to be at the Cafe Promenade in Allen, Texas, this Saturday at 9 a.m. So if you are in the Dallas area and you would like to come in for a quick hug, quick photo, and a little bit of coffee, meet me at Cafe Promenade this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We have quite the list of Big Life girls who have already committed to coming in, girls that I've met before, I've shared retreats with before, girls that I mentor, and I just want to open this up to all of our podcast listeners as well. If you're a woman and you listen to the podcast and you would like to meet in person, well then come on in, sister. I would love to share my Saturday morning with you. Oh, so excited. Let me know that you're coming. Reach out to me on social media and let me know to expect you there. That way I can just kind of know how big of a table I should be grabbing. I think at this point I have like 20 people, so I don't know how many more we need to add. So excited to see everybody on Saturday morning. Also, this second announcement and invitation is today we are kicking off a brand new series in the inner circle of Big Life that is called Big Life Mentoring. Every month, I mentor between 500 and 600 women, and that means that we have weekly live mentoring sessions on Zoom and on Facebook. I text them personally every day. Yeah. If you're one of the girls I mentor, I text you every day. You can text me back. I actually read your text messages. I send you emails. I equip you with the tools to live your big life. Now, this month, our theme is Summer Slim Down. And I'm going to be walking you through the process of slimming down some maybe cluttered, fussy, chaotic areas of your life so that you can create space for your big life. We're going to be going into your closet. We're going to be talking about health. We're going to be talking about relationships. We're going to talk about finances. And we're going to slim some stuff down, eliminate the unnecessary so your big life can grow. It is going to be a beautiful month together. If you're interested in that, if you would like a mentor, I would love to be your girl. The cost is $29 for the entire month. I know, that's crazy, right? It's crazy cheap. And we do that on purpose. I want it to be affordable for you. I don't want it to be some huge stumbling block of I don't have that kind of money. It's 29 bucks, okay? It's less than a dollar a day, and I know you're worth it. So why don't you check it out? If this kind of pings your spirit and you're like, hey, I think I want this. I think I would like more. I think I'd like to try this out for the month of June. Why not? Let's try it. BigLifeMentoring.com is the website. You can sign up today and you and I will be texting each other today. I'll get you all the resources, get you started on writing your goals for June. Again, it's BigLifeMentoring.com. All right, everybody, are you ready for devotional today? I have a great one for you. God and I got up real early this morning. We've been working on this one. I'm excited to share it with you. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Success is for You. What if you could be wildly successful in this new month of life? What would that look like for you? Did you know that God has success designed for each of us? You know those good plans for our lives that he talks about in Jeremiah 29:11? Yeah, those plans are for success. The problem is we have twisted success to mean things that take us farther away from God instead of closer to him. Success is not always the overflowing business. Not if that business wears you out. Success is not always toned legs and an ab or two that pops out of your perfectly flat tummy. Not if that becomes your identity. Success is not always a list of goals achieved. Not if that becomes your obsession. Success is actually the same for you and I, regardless of where you live and what you do and how different it may be from where I currently am. We share the same success. Success is knowing and doing God's will. Success is waking up in the flow of his divine power to be right where you're supposed to be naturally. I mean, doesn't that sound good? Think about that. Waking up in the flow of God's divine power to be right where you're supposed to be naturally. Success is becoming who God created you to be. This is success. You know why? Because who God created you to be is who you really want to be. By design, all your desires are directly connected to God's vision for your life. When you're living as who God created you to be, you feel different, you show up different, and life becomes different. You feel good in your own skin. And all this time, you've been wanting to trade skin with someone else and have a life that looks more like theirs, but it's your skin that fits just right when you're growing to become who God created you to be. Nothing feels better than living in a trajectory of your God-granted destiny. Nothing feels better than walking in your purpose. Nothing feels better than watching your life transform to become what God envisioned when he created you. This is success. And I'm telling you, you want it. You want to wake up with purpose. You want your every step to be guided supernaturally. You want to love the life you live and the woman you are in that life. And I assure you, God wants that for you. He wants it for you. God is not playing some wicked game of cat and mouse, dangling success in front of you, only to take it away from you before you get there. He's not trying to trick you into a life you will be miserable in. He's not punishing you or withholding from you. Think about this. Mamas, how badly do you want good things for your own kids? You want good things for them, right? How much do you want them to be successful? Don't you want them to find their people and find their groove and walk boldly into a ridiculously good life? Of course you do. Think about that. And then know God feels the same way, even more so, about you. And now here's the real eye-opening moment. As much as I want these good things for my children, I can't give it to them. I can't always help them find their people. They're going to go through heartache and let down. And they will choose wrong people and then try to fix the wrong people and lose themselves along the way. Oh, wait, am I just speaking from personal experience? Maybe there aren't any other moms who have watched their daughters try to fix every broken boy on a bad path and then drug them onto a bad path themselves. Or maybe I'm not alone in this at all. I can't always give the perfect advice for the choice they should make because quite honestly, I don't know. I don't know which career will be best for them. I don't know where they should go to school or where they should live. I don't know what they should do from here. I give to my children from a less than perfect resource, which is me. I truly want what's best for them, but I don't always know what's best. But God is perfect, and he has every resource ever created. He owns it all and controls it all. He knows the end from the beginning. It's all within his hands and obeys his command. So if God always wants what's best for us, which he does, then coming to him for guidance is the key. God gives from his all, and his all is everything we will ever need. He knows exactly who our people are. We just have to ask him. He knows precisely where we will thrive. We just have to be led by him. He has always known what will be so perfectly right for us. We just have to seek him. Acts chapter 22, verses 22 and 24, reading from the Message translation, Luke writes, "But there is another urgency before me now. I feel compelled to go to Jerusalem. I'm completely in the dark about what will happen when I get there. I do not know what will happen, but I do know that it won't be any picnic, for the Holy Spirit has let me know repeatedly and clearly that there are hard times and even imprisonment ahead. But that matters little. What matters most to me is to finish what God started, the job the Master Jesus gave me of letting everyone I meet know all about this incredibly extravagant generosity of God." You see, Luke was a man that was led by God. He said he felt compelled to go to Jerusalem. And that's how the Holy Spirit works. It compels us, it prompts us, it stirs a next step within us. And there are two more lessons for us to learn in this scripture from Luke. First, he didn't have to know what would happen when he followed this prompting. He released all details and control. His life was lived in surrender. If God compels me to go, I will go. And second, he made friends with hard times. Luke knew that going where God was telling him to go wouldn't be easy, but he went anyway. Our problem is we are seeking easy a whole lot more than we are seeking God. And isn't that the truth? If we're just being honest, we're seeking easy. We want God to pave the way for us. But if there is a bump along the way, we are so quick to dismiss the path as if it's not for us. This wasn't easy, so it can't be what God has for me. Wrong. This is hard. This may be exactly what God has for you, because this hardship was designed for God's power to flow through you perfectly, sis. Stop giving up just because it's hard. Luke knew what his job was. He knew his purpose. He was living in success, because success is knowing and doing God's will. Success is becoming who you were created to be. Now the question, how do you know God's will so you can do it? How do you discover who you were created to be? And it's really quite simple, sis, and you can start doing it today. In fact, here's the great news. You already are. The simple fact that you are listening today tells me that you're doing it. You pressed play today because you want to spend time with God, right? It's not about listening to me. You want to spend time with God. That's why you pressed play. You want to grow closer to him, right? You want to know more of his word. And really, that's it. Spend time with God. Draw closer to him. Study his word. Now, how about some scripture throwdown? Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5 says, "Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long." Psalm 25, verse 9 says, "He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way." Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. One more, Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. God is serious about guiding you to the good plans he has for you. God is personally invested in leading you to success in this life. You see, a mind thinks differently when it has spent time with God. When you start your day with God, the day goes different. It's because your mind thinks differently when it's spent time with God. Eyes see differently when they've studied his word. Our spirit is pinged with promptings of which way to go and what to do when we are continually seeking God. And that's really how it happens. It's plain and simple. God has success for you. Success that will fit you better than anything you have ever tried before. Success that will fill you with energy and passion. Success that will have you overflowing with joy. Stepping into that success and dwelling in it every day of your life is 100% contingent upon spending time with God, drawing closer to him and studying his word. As you consider your goals for this new month of life, will you make time for God? He has success for you in June, but it only comes through him. I would love to pray with you right now. You want to join me? Come on, let's pray together. Hey God, good morning. God, we thank you so much for giving us the gift of a new day of life and a new month. Lord, we just want to commit this month to having time with you, to seeking you, to drawing closer to you. And God, we know as we seek you and draw closer to you and spend time with you and read your word and talk to you, we know that changes everything. Then we are prompted by your spirit. We are guided by you. Our minds think differently. Our eyes see differently. We feel different because of our time with you. And you lead us into success. Lord, I pray that everyone listening today would just receive confidence that you have more and you have better planned for them than they could ever imagine. Greater than anything we have ever dreamed of on our own. Success is for us. You are for us. And success is knowing and doing your will. Success is living in the flow of your power that guides us to be exactly where we're supposed to be. Success is becoming exactly who you created us to be. And I thank you that you've made success so simple. We find it when we seek you, when we spend time with you, when we read your word. And I pray that each of us would make that space and that time this month, that things change because we have time with you. I thank you for every soul listening today. I lift up their families. I pray for your provision for those families. I pray for your protection. Thank you so much. You're so good to us and we love you wildly. It is in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, I'm going to be having coffee on Saturday morning in Allen, Texas. I would love to meet you there. Please come and join me. And also, if you would like to be part of Big Life Mentoring and our Summer Slim Down teaching, yeah, I have a spot for you. Come join us right now at biglifementoring.com. Everyone have a beautiful Thursday of life. Welcome to June, day number 4 of summer 2023. Live it well, live it intentionally. I plan to meet you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Goodbye, everybody.
You are created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the big life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.